Hi, this is Vicki Woodyard with another episode of Vicki and Swami Z. Before I read you this little essay called Nothing to Do, I thought I would just spend a little while catching everybody up. I just ordered a new pop filter for this lovely Yeti mic. The pop filter is here to get rid of sibilance and the P and the B pops that happen without a filter. So this is the first recording I've made with this windscreen on here. I'm really being called to read A Guru in the Guest Room in small MP3s. The book is wonderful, and I urge everybody to order a copy. For one thing, it will help this writer to pay back her cost of publication. There's, you know, quite a few hundred dollars involved when you self-publish. And for some reason, people think that because this book is humorous, that maybe it's not worth them paying the money for it. But the truth of the matter is that this character was born from deep sorrow. Swami Z came to me when I was a caregiver for my late husband, Bob. I had no idea when I first wrote the essay called The Sleeping Teacher's List back in, I think it was 2001 or two, that I would continue to write essay upon essay until I got enough material to publish A Guru in the Guest Room. I also did not realize that Swami Z really does symbolize the inner self, which is the same in all beings. We all have a guru in the guest room. It's just that we're so busy doing that we don't have the time to just sit and be with the self that we are. So during the caregiving years, I lived in a state of perpetual exhaustion / grief. My cup was running over, but it was running over with tears, not joy, not bliss. I had been on the spiritual way for my whole life. After the death of my daughter, I was young and strong, and I managed to somehow endure that first dark night of my life. But when my beloved Bob was told that he was going to die in less than 3 years, I was older, and as someone put it, I had run out of cope a long time ago. I did write a book about that called Life with a Hole in It, and that was a really honest account of what it feels like to be broken over a long period of time. Now, I've got the two books out, and it's my job to figure out how to allow each book to find heart space. I realize they will never be bestsellers, but every now and then, some of you lovely readers email me and say thank you. And that's really better than any dollar sign in my checkbook. So this little essay, I'm just going to read one today, is called Nothing to Do, as I said. And the quote is from the Prajnaparamita Sutra. And it says, live with skillful nonchalance and ceaseless concern. There is nowhere to go and nothing to do, but only after a serious incarnation's worth of going and doing do we know that. Let's face it, all of us have eagerly read the books about being one with everything, knowing yourself as the self, chopping wood and carrying water, mountains becoming mountains, etc. I never did get it until Swami got a hold of me. He gave it to me by osmosis, which is not to be confused with halitosis. His cookie breath is ambrosial. He is so long in the tooth that he is tripping over it, but I digress. digress. I guess is one of Swami Z's expressions that drives me to blink. Here is a sample of one of our recent conversations. Swami, are you enlightened? I guess. You mean that a person could be enlightened and not even know that he was? I guess. Can you give me enlightenment, Swami? I guess. You're driving me nuts, bonkers. Can't you do better than guess? You're not even close to getting there, and I don't want to hurt your feelings, was his reply. Have you heard the story about the bird who flew over the mountaintops with a scarf in his mouth? As long as it takes to wear the mountains down, that is how long it takes one to achieve enlightenment, said Swami. So you can't give it to me, can you? Admit it. You're going senile on me. You guessed it. Swami had fallen asleep while looking for my original face. Oh, well, tomorrow is another illusion. I hope you got a chuckle out of that, and thank you so much for listening. Come back for another session.